720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And so great to have on the line as we head into the 4th of July weekend and what is starting out as a really hot summer. Some very cool inspiration from our friends at Chilled Magazine. Excited to have on the national brand ambassador for Chilled, the one and only Che Lee. Che, welcome to WGN.
Hey, Dane. Thank you for having me. It's definitely a hot day for sure.
It's going to be a hot weekend. Now, the 4th of July kicks off so many celebrations, and this is the 250th anniversary of America. So people are excited. Che, what should listeners know about some of the trends out there to look for and maybe try at your favorite restaurant or bar or inspiration for things that people can maybe do at home?
Well, we have an amazing network of national ambassadors across the country. So we recently did a poll with them, actually, Dane, and asked them what some of the trends that they're seeing in their bars and what consumers are currently looking for. What they said is that there's a lot of zero-proof cocktails, which actually alleviates the pressure from those who are not wanting to consume alcohol, meaning low ABV or low alcoholic beverages.
That sounds crazy. As a person who's grown up, you know, I'm not like super old, but you know what? It seems like it almost defeats the purpose. It's a very interesting trend. I have a friend of mine who writes for Forbes is talking about the non-alcoholic beers that are out there that are very popular. Those companies are doing great when in the past it was just a real compromise.
Absolutely. Yeah. Zero proof is definitely trending at the moment because I'm sure our generation is used to kind of like, you know, the songs which trended, like I'll take my whiskey neat and things of that nature, but it's a different generation now that's tapping into pre-made cocktails, low alcoholic beverages, or even zero proof. There's a major trend for zero proof spirits, which sounds contradictory, but like literally zero ABV tequila, gins, etc.
Well, people are more health conscious now, maybe than they have been in the past. They're certainly thinking about what it is they're putting in their body. It wasn't always maybe that way. Tequila is a trend that's gaining more momentum all the time, whether it takes on, you know, the classic margarita or Paloma, or just the fact that it is one of the healthier spirits out there. We've got our own home team tequila, which is El Bandido Yankee. I know the founders have, they've actually been on the cover of Chilled Magazine. What in general are some of your favorite ways for listeners to enjoy tequila, agave spirits? What are your thoughts there?
Well, as a tequila, agave, mezcal drinker myself, I love a classic cocktail. You can't go wrong with the classics, you know, and it's the holiday weekend, so a good classic is always going to be an amazing party favor.
Che, what are your thoughts on just tequila in general? Like, why do you think it has become so popular? Is it because it's not necessarily something that people promote, but people always tell me, you know, that you just don't get the same kind of hangover, right? And agave spirits maybe are healthier. What do you think?
That is the stigma, Dane. Agave naturally sourced from the earth and already naturally sweet. So you don't really have to pair it with super sugary juices to make a delicious cocktail. It's actually really great and standalone on its own. So yeah, I'm a tequila mezcal advocate. So that is my preference also.
One of the other big crazes that's out there has been sort of cans, whether it's the High Noons, White Claws, kind of refreshing, the seltzers. Do you have any that you kind of like or what bartenders are doing with those? And in your opinion, is that a passing fad or are they here to stay?
I would say they're here to stay. I think you touched on it earlier that people are more health conscious, especially when we're hitting these triple digit days. You just want something that's refreshing and, again, not going to give you a hangover.
You know, we talked about maybe some of the sweet side of it, maybe staying away from some of that or some natural ways to do it. One thing we're seeing out there is sort of like the big size, like whether it's like Big Sips, Buzz Balls, crazy trends on packaging. Those are definitely sweet. Is that just a gimmick? Che, are we going to see even crazier things coming out as far as like what the drinks are in?
Who knows? I think the industry is ever changing. For me, the Buzz Ball trend is not something that I would consume. So I would say it is more of a phase than something here to stay.
Chicago is one of America's great restaurant cities. Obviously, we're home to the James Beard Awards, National Restaurant Association show. And you have the very cool job of working with, advising, supporting the bartender and hospitality community nationally. And of course, at Chilled, what are some trends out there for that, whether it's the career or fans? And share some great reasons to get out and support your local bars and bartenders.
Yeah, so I think this is a really good time to highlight that Chilled Magazine has been around for almost 20 years.
Wow.
We have one of the largest bartender ambassador communities in the country. So we work with top bars, and we get to hear directly from the people who are in the industry, working behind the bars and front row. Every week, we're asking bartenders what they're actually seeing in the bars. So we get a lot of firsthand data from them, which translates into our media presence online and in print. So we get to know the trends firsthand.
Well, you see a lot of it. Obviously, you represent and advise people nationally. You're located in New York. We're in Chicago. What are some of those places? You know, these are, you know, New York and Chicago, great towns. We reach 38 states in Canada with WGN. It's just a huge signal. So a lot of places out and about. But are there some maybe sleeper cities that are great places to get out, enjoy maybe a bar or restaurant experience that maybe listeners aren't aware of?
I think this is a great time to mention New Orleans. There's a huge bar convent coming up in New Orleans, better known as Tales of the Cocktail. So a lot of our ambassadors and bartenders actually across the globe will be flying into New Orleans over the next couple of weeks to attend that convention. But then I think D.C., Washington, D.C. is a great place to mention as well, with a lot of upcoming new bars, restaurants that are focused on hospitality as well as craft cocktails.
Wow, D.C., that's a great place too, of course, for trips as people are getting out there. A lot of history there, especially with the 250th and all that. A great opportunity to see some great history, some exhibits, and of course have some great cocktails and restaurants on the hospitality side as well. We're going to have links up at WGNradio.com for all of it. And Chase, there's some social media ways for listeners to keep up with you and get in on all the cool things happen over there chilled. Yeah.
Absolutely. We would love to see you connect with us online on our socials. We are on Facebook and on Instagram, and we can be found at Chilled Magazine. About as simply as it sounds, Chilled Magazine on Instagram and on Facebook.
Thanks again, Chay, for all you do for the industry community. Have a great 4th of July weekend, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thanks, Dane. Enjoy your holiday weekend, too. Cheers.